now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I think I'm playing with fire. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm an older single man and I'm very nice looking, not your typical old cornball pops type. Dating is hard for me because most women my age have let themselves go and look matronly. I love online dating sites and I have a great time meeting and hooking up with various women. Recently, a 30-year-old bombshell sent me a message to say that she was looking for a little financial help in exchange for some confidential fun. So we have met up for lip service a few times and that's it. We've never gone all the way. I give her a little extra money for bills and, you know, to get her hair done and her nails done, and she's happy. But here's my problem. She asked me to do her a big favor and I agreed to it. She told me that her mom is single, gorgeous, and a lot of fun, but she has trouble meeting good men. She asked me to escort her mom to a gala as her date. She told her mom that I am her coworker's dad and she showed her a picture of me. She showed me a picture of her mom too. I took her mom to the gala and we had a great time talking, laughing, and dancing. We are the same age and we have a lot in common. After the gala, she invited me in for a nightcap. We had been drinking wine all night, so one thing led to another, and I ended up spending the night with her. I must say that we're compatible in the bedroom, too. I think I want to keep seeing this woman, but I don't want to mess it up with what I have with her daughter. They can give me two different and very pleasurable experiences. Besides, the daughter is only in it for the money. What do you think? Can I get away with it, or am I playing with fire? Please help. No, I don't think you're going to be able to get away with this one. They're mother and daughter. You know they're going to talk. Yeah, you're playing with fire if you're not honest. And if you get greedy, which is what you're doing, what are you doing? You're being greedy now. I mean, you know, and the only one really who's going to be mad in this whole thing, I think, is the daughter. Because, like you say, she's only in it for the money. And if you stop the money, then she probably will be mad. So in this case, I think it's okay. I think you need to be honest, open and honest with the daughter. You said you haven't slept with the daughter. You guys have had lip service, met up for lip service. So I'm assuming you've kissed the daughter and that's all. So that should make it a little easier because you guys haven't gone all the way. I say in this particular case, life is short. I think this situation is different because you guys are the same age. You're very compatible. As you say, you have a lot in common. You enjoy each other's company. You're compatible in the bedroom. You do want to keep seeing her. But then here's the greedy part when you say you don't want to mess up what you have with the daughter. What do you have with the daughter? You're the daughter's sugar daddy. All right? Mm. You're the daughter's sugar daddy. That's what you are. You didn't say how old you are, but the daughter's 30, so I'm assuming you're in your 50s or 60s here. So, you know, if you're going to be open and honest and not greedy, this situation can work if the mom agrees to it. If not, you think you can have your cake and eat it too. It's not going to work and it's going to backfire and you won't have either of them. Steve?
Not necessarily. This is a tough one, dude. Let me just start at this. I think I'm playing with fire. Well, what the hell are you thinking for? Because your ass know.
Yeah.
I know I think. You grown man. You're an older single man. I'm very nice looking, not your typical old cornball pop type. Okay. Now, you know, that's an opinion. That's just an opinion.
His opinion.
You know, ain't nothing in this letter after you said you was nice looking. They ain't come up no more. The daughter ain't said, oh, my God, he fine. The mama ain't said, oh, my God, you fine. It ain't come up no more, dog.
Let him be nice looking, Steve.
Well, but, you know, I don't like men talking about how nice they look. I just don't like that.
I know you don't.
I noticed.
You know, I'm a good, strong man. I'm a good, strong. You know, be that. I'm talking about I'm nice looking. Probably give a damn. I don't like dudes like that. You know, dating is hard for me because most women my age had let themselves go and look
matronly.
Matronly? What is that, like a whole, yeah. Like a nun?
Well, yeah, like an older woman, maybe, you know.
What is matronly?
Put on a couple of pounds.
You but know. What do matronly mean?
Not somebody, sexy. Not sexy, Steve.
Okay, somebody give me the definition, or Webster definition of matronly, so I can get into this what right. I need to.
You know, like your mother, not your girlfriend.
Huh? I love online dating sites. I've had great time meeting, hooking up with various women. Then this 30-year-old bombshell sent you a message to say she was looking for a little financial help. In exchange for some confidential fun. What? Okay, hey man.
Wait, Steve.
Matronly and confidential fun.
The definition what? Of matronly says having the attributes of a matron.
See, what your teacher told me in school was you can't define a word with the word.
Exactly, exactly.
But now, you're dating older women that look matronly, and now you done met this young girl. She want to do some financial help in exchange for some confidential fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we done met up for lip service a few times, and that's it. So y'all kissing. Y'all kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ain't never gone all the way. I give her extra money for bills to get her hair and nails done, and she is happy. For kissing? You paying bills for kissing?
Woo!
I'm mad.
All right, hang on, Steve. Uh-uh. Hang on. Don't. Uh-uh. Why are you mad at him? First, you're mad because he said
no. We ain't paying bills for kissing.
No.
All right, look.
I'm telling you right now.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour, right after this. All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letters subject. I think I'm playing with fire.
All right, we back. We playing with fire now.
Woo!
That's what this letter is, because I have a couple of clarifications I got on the break.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this nice-looking man who just nice-looking just to his damn self then met this woman online that's a 30-year-old bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
They done got to talking. Now, what he normally meet women his own age who are matronly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, matronly, according to the dictionary, is relating to or characteristics of a staid or conservatively dressed older married woman, especially one with a somewhat heavy build.
Yeah.
She looks matronly in a putty-colored tweed two-piece.
Okay.
Now that's the definition of matronly.
Let me give you another one, too, Steve. A female animal kept for breeding.
Okay, really? That's a little too harsh. Surely, yeah, I can't believe you did that.
That's what it says.
Surely, we don't want that one. Okay, listen. We just doing jokes
just
right
so,
now.
Just so you'll get a picture.
Well, I hooked up with various women. Recently, she met this 30-year-old bombshell, sent me a message, said she was looking for a little financial help in exchange for some confidential fun. So we've met up for lip service a few times, and that's it. We've never gone all the way. Now, I was thinking lip service is just kissing.
Me too. What
well, on the break, I've been enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
Lip service is something else.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Oh, it's when the two people provide pleasure with their lips.
Okay.
So they met up for lip service. This is more than kissing now. They're providing pleasure for one another with their lips. That's what this is. Oh, that changes. And he said it just a few times, and that's it. We've never gone all the way. I give a little extra money for bill. Now I understand he bill paying now.
Because at first you did.
Yeah. At first I thought y'all was just kissing. Mm-hmm. You can't get bill money for kissing, but for that. Oh, yeah, you get that condo caught up.
What'd you
need? Groceries.
Oh, sorry.
Groceries.
Are you for real?
What'd you need? Your insurance policy left. Well, we get that right back for you.
Wow.
Rent. Gotcha.
Definitely.
Kids, school closed. Yeah, okay, so now anyway. Well, anyway, but here's the problem. She asked me to do her a big favor, and I agreed to do it. She told me that her mom is single, gorgeous, and a lot of fun. But she has trouble meeting good men, so she asked me to escort her mom to a gala as her date. She told her mama that I'm her co-worker's dad, and she showed her a picture of me. She showed me a picture of mom, too. I took her mom to the gala. We had a good time talking. They were lip servicing. They were just talking, laughing, and dancing.
I was then laughing.
And they the same age, and they got a lot in common. Well, after the gala was over, she invited me in for a nightcap. They drinking. Now, y'all been drinking wine all night. What the nightcap for? To cap off the night.
Yes, sir.
So now y'all in there capping off nights, and one thing led to another. This is my favorite part of strawberry lettuce, how they always say. So one thing led to another. I ended up spending the night with her. So now you done slept with the mama. Now I must say that we're compatible in the bedroom too. I think I want to keep seeing this woman, but I don't want to mess up what I have with her daughter, because they can give me two very different and pleasurable experiences. Boy, look a hill. Besides, the daughter is only in it for money. What do you think? Can I get away with it, or am I playing with fire? Please help. Well, dog, now that we understand what's really going on, you having one type of sex with the daughter, and you're having all the way sex with the mama. The daughter just in it for money, but you happen to think that the mama is fly. She more you may could have found someone. But the problem here is, dog, you ain't found nothing. Because, see, dog, you really an old player. And you like playing, because even in your letter, you said, I have a great time meeting and hooking up with various women online. So now, you got these two women here. One of them does something for you physically and don't go all the way, and the other one go all the way. But you like the mama, but you don't want to mess up what you have with the daughter, because she just in it for money. Well, here's what I could tell you. Stay with the mama, because the mama is cheaper.
Wow. That's why.
And the mama broke it all the way off for free. See, ain't no need of you. Dog, let me explain something to you.
Are you for real?
I'm just on the real. You cannot make this work, dog. It cannot work.
But
because, dog, it can't work, Tommy. Let me come back and tell you why it can't work.
Okay, I got something to ask if you don't mind.
All right.
You got to post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.